Okay, I think we're good.
Then we'll call the Community Development Committee meeting to order. And it is Tuesday, May 28th. Rick Fagerly is here.
Sean Meskey.
Dave Ramstead.
Julie Osmus, filling in for Kathy Schwantes.
Vicki Davis.
All right. Public comment, there's no one here to speak to us. Item number three, hazard building declaration. David?
What we have is a garage that is virtually entirely collapsed. And the owner has been given warnings numerous times, and the attorney has sent them a letter finally. And we reached the point where we need to declare it a hazardous building and order its demolition.
And it's owner occupied, this property, or is it a rental?
It is a rental.
It is a rental. Okay. Any questions?
Does the owner live in the area?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep, I think they would prefer that the city take it down and charge it to them instead of doing it themselves. Yeah. I can't think of any other reason why they wouldn't do it themselves. But you can see by the photos, the roof is entirely collapsed and the walls are heaving. Mm-hmm. And so it is a hazard for kids, especially, that, you know, run around the neighborhood and want to explore.
Yeah. And the address is 312
9th Street Northwest. Correct. And that was the second letter that is in there. The attorney corrected it themselves.
So if the city does it, it'll go on the tax roll then?
Correct.
So, okay. So we need a motion to declare this a hazard.
I would enter that motion.
Second.
Second. Further discussion?
Just to make the meeting last twice as long, what's the criteria for when you would declare this? I mean, this seems like it is so far gone.
Right.
When do we start the process of declaring something as, you know, needing to be demolished?
It's a bit subjective,
okay.
Especially when you start getting into dilapidated or, deferred maintenance projects. So typically what you try to do is you try to notify them, work with them, re-notify them, give them extensions, and try to do as much as you can to get them to correct the problem themselves before you have to go to the point where the city steps in and fixes it as a public nuisance.
Okay.
Yeah.
And their rental permit probably was up, and that's why
they found it.
I don't know. Because they do it every 3 years, I think. Is it a single family or a duplex?
I don't know. I think it's a duplex.
Okay. I think it's every 3 years they inspect.
They do. I don't think it's related to that, though. The inspector also does property maintenance reviews, and they've been concerned about this one for a while, and we finally just elevated it to demolishing it.
Okay. And do we do this? What's the cost of the city doing this work?
It all gets charged back to the owner.
Right, but I mean, we don't want to be competitive. Like someone would say, it'd be cheaper if the city does it.
Oh, right. I don't know exactly what the cost is. I'm guessing.
I don't even know if our guys do it.
We hire somebody else to do it?
Like Dunnix or...
Okay. Because it just seems like it should be more expensive. If we get to this point, I don't want to be marketable.
Well, yeah, we don't want people thinking, well, I'll just let it go and let the city do it because that's easier and cheaper.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I'm just curious about that. It just seems...
You contract out with...
Okay.
Sure.
All right.
So.
And we don't typically recoup any attorney's costs.
Yes, we do.
Oh, okay.
So this will, after the city council, accepts the resolution, then it goes to court and they give the order.
Well,
and that, whatever fees are associated with that, gets charged back.
All right.
And there's interest charged?
Yes, interest also.
All right. So all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That carries. So... Normally, does Robert do these, or is it Tom Anderson? Because he does our court violations, traffic.
Oh, I was assuming Robert did them.
Should check with Ike. I think it's supposed to be Tom Anderson.
Oh, okay. Great.
Because he's just a few blocks from the courthouse.
Okay, the local attorney. Okay, gotcha.
So he does, what do they call it?
Misdemeanor criminal offenses?
Yeah.
Now that you mention it, I think you're right. I think it is.
Okay.
Talk.
Because he doesn't charge as much as these guys.
Oh.
So they have him drive here for court.
Yeah, right.
Good to know.
So, yeah. So, anything else?
That was it.
I move to adjourn.
All second. Right.
We're adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was fast.